Hello and welcome to another Naxos podcast. I'm Raymond Bechet. The music you just heard came from the pen of French composer Maurice Ravel and from a new recording featuring the Orchestre National de Lyon conducted by Leonard Slatkin, who have been working together on an extended project with Ravel. So in this podcast, we explore Ravel, the opera L'Enfant et les Sortilèges, and his ballet Ma Mère Loire, or in English, Mother Goose. Here's the very opening of L'Enfant et les Sortilèges, in which the child sings about not wanting to do his homework. Though it would be an unusual child sounding this eloquent, singing about wanting to do their homework. Ravel composed L'Enfant et les Sortilèges between 1917 and 1925 and based it on a libretto by the French author Sidon Gabriel Colette, who went on to win the Nobel Prize for Literature in 1948. The title translates as The Child and the Spells, though it sounds ever so much nicer in French. The story of the opera has to do with a rude child who is first of all reprimanded by the objects in his room he has been destroying and then attacked by the animals and plants he's been tormenting. In the end, they all learn how to work together after one of them gets hurt. The story may not be child welfare approved, but what parent hasn't wished at some point that household objects could protect themselves? And accompanied by Ravel's music, it's nothing short of gorgeous. Here is the song Toi, le cœur de la rose, You, the heart of the rose, sung by soprano Hélène Ebrard, with one of those tunes that is so perfect it seems like it must always have existed. Among other things, Ravel was a great orchestrator. He knew how to use the instruments and voices to create unique and compelling worlds of sound. He composed slowly, but with great attention to every detail, and really did, if you will, paint with sound. That's nowhere more evident than in the song called Hinon, Hinon. Well, imagine, if you will, you're by a green pond with the sounds of insects, frogs, toads, and birds around you, a nightingale, and perhaps an owl. Thank you. Ravel originally composed Ma Mère Loire, or Mother Goose, as a piano duet for two children of some dear friends. At the point when he wrote it, the two children, Mimi was 6 and Jean was 7. In 1911, he adapted the 5 pieces into this expanded version to be used as a ballet. This full ballet version was first performed at the Théâtre des Arts in Paris in January of 1912. In the ballet, the prelude sets the scene, followed by a danse de rouet, dance of the spinning wheel. An old woman is seen spinning. Princess Florine enters, and as she dances, stumbles, pricking her finger. Help is summoned, but to no avail. She is put under a spell, and the old woman turns out to be the wicked fairy who has laid a curse on her. She must sleep guarded until, of course, a handsome prince wakes her. This is how everything gets started, with the prelude. The works on this recording are really for children, which in classical music is not all that unusual. In fact, many composers have written great music for kids. Think Prokofiev's Peter and the Wolf, Benjamin Britten's A Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra, Camille Saint-Saëns' Carnival of the Animals, Debussy's Children's Corner. I suppose you could even include Tchaikovsky's Nutcracker Ballet. Really, the list does go on. So much great music, and all you have to do is just turn kids loose on this music and let their imagination do the rest. From Ma Mère Loire, here's Danse de Rouet, Dance of the Spinning Wheel. Thank you. As I mentioned earlier, the two works on this recording are part of a much larger project in which Leonard Slatkin and the Orchestre National de Lyon will record all of Ravel's orchestral works. Mr. Slatkin includes a lovely conductor's note in the booklet that gives a clear sense of his attraction to Ravel and to these works in particular. He writes, "The two operas by Maurice Ravel hold a very special place in my musical heart. They were among the earliest recordings I ever owned, and I fell in love with the seamless beauty of each work. In particular, L'Enfant et les Sortilèges was, to me, the very model of how a work written for the stage could be made perfectly clear to a person just listening. One did not even need to know the story to understand what Ravel had achieved." In the process of recording the complete works with orchestra by this composer, I'm struck by his ability to be both simple and complex at the same time. The pairing of the opera with the Mother Goose ballet seem natural, as both are related to childhood. As a young pianist, I often enjoyed playing the five pieces that made up the suite. The genius of Ravel is he managed to maintain the distinct character of those works even when putting them into the complete ballet. Those 10 extra minutes of music are sheer magic. So, from Mother Goose, here's the Tableau 3. A conversation between Beauty and the Beast, music at its descriptive best, with an assist from the contrabassoon a minute or so in. You have been listening to music by Maurice Ravel and performances by the Orchestre National de Lyon together with the Britain Choir, a youth choir from the National Opera of Lyon, assorted soloists, all of them conducted by Leonard Slatkin. Entrancing, seductive, and absolutely worth an hour or two of your undivided attention. It's available at all fine retailers, Naxos catalog number 8.660336. To go out, here's the very ending of Mother Goose, where the prince finds the princess. She awakes from her enchanted sleep, to be blessed this time by the good fairy. A scene that Ravel turns into pure magic.
Thank you.